our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 386, the first and the second stanza. O Lord, make haste to hear my cry. To thee I call, on thee rely. Incline to me a gracious ear, and when I call, in mercy hear. Psalter 386, the first two stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Jeremiah 8. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Jeremiah 8. At that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the host of heaven, whom they have loved and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and who they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course, as the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. How do ye say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made it, the pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least, even unto the greatest, is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade. And the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defense cities, and let us be silent there, for the Lord our God hath put us to silence, and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the name of the strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city, and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Brian Vandenbroek, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl, and Mr. and Mrs. Jacob and Daniel Beyer were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Eternal and unchangeable God, the Father of all mercies, and the fountain of every blessing and of all good, and then it has pleased thee to carry us and our children for another week upon thy wings of thy great mercy, in the way of thy patient long suffering, where thou wast watched over us in the home, on the way, at work and school, wherever we were called to be, then thou wast also being the faithful keeper Israel, who slumbereth not in the night that lies behind us. We were given to awake and see the dawn of another day. And thou wast given unto us and our children another Lord's Day, where each Lord's Day we may be given to remember that the King is risen indeed. And to that end, we may still be gathered round about thy holy word and eternal testimony. Lord, may it please thee to grant a low place at thy footstool. Ah, thou knowest that true thankfulness is not to be found in the natural heart. And thou hast a people that learn more and more that every good thing, every perfect gift, cometh from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of a turning. And then notwithstanding all our sins, in this morning by renewal, then we have heard thy holy law, and then each time by renewal it has been addressed as thou. Then it is so necessary that we may have ears to hear and hearts to understand and given to confess that we are guilty, very guilty of thy holy law, and that we need the pardoning in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Lord, may it please thee, in this very day within the walls of thy house, in the realm of nature, then thou wast caused the wind to blow. Blow then with the wind of thy Holy Spirit amongst us and our children, at the north wind of uncovering, but also the south wind of comfort and of the gospel, as it is in Jesus Christ. We humbly beg of thee for a blessing of thy holy word, that it may be accompanied with power divine, that it may penetrate into our hearts, that it may be a power of salvation. Lord, to that end, may it please thee to open ears and to open hearts to perceive and to understand. And may it please thee to lay stubborn and rebellious sinners, that they may be laid low in the dust, where the prayer for pardoning and a fleeing and hating of sin, Lord, thou hast promised, that thy word shall not return void unto thee. And then also in this morning hour, either a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death, oh, do convert us and our children as thou hast converted all thy people. Thou hast declared in thy holy word that thou hast no desire in the death of the wicked, but therein that they may turn and that they may live. Ah, Lord, may thou please to work it in this very morning hour, O wonder-doing God. O wilt thou then stretch forth thy almighty arm and hand, and that sinners may be saved. But wilt thou remember thy Zion? Ah, they are so dependent upon thee, and they must receive everything from above. And they have many sins to confess. But, ah, Lord, wilt thou come over the mountains and hills of sin and of unbelief? Oh, wilt thou grant instruction where instruction is needed? Wilt thou grant comfort for the comfortless, the lifting up of the downcast? Wilt thou remember the smoke and flaxes and the broken reeds? Ah, there can be times in the life of thy Zion that they are brought low, that they are brought very low, that it seems it can no more and it shall not, but, ah, Lord, thou wast promised to never forsake the work of thine own hands. And may there be no rest outside of that holy name, the name of Jesus Christ, which may be proclaimed under heaven among the children of men, whereby we may and must be saved. Wilt thou grant the strengthening of faith, a looking unto thee, to need that precious Savior in his threefold office. Lord, remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, and may in this very day, and may the kingdom of Satan be diminished, and may it be disturbed, and may it be broken down, and thy glorious kingdom be built up, and that many jewels may be added to the meritorial crown of Jesus Christ. And may the earth be filled with the knowledge of the Lord from pole to pole and from the rivers to the ends of the earth. O Lord, wilt thou remember our many needs and our many blessings? And then we are privileged above so many, most of the people upon the face of the earth, when we may still have a place in thy house under the truth of thy holy word, where thou hast promised to work by word and by spirit. And then it has pleased thee in the past week to bless two family circles, fathers and mothers, for the second time in their married life, with the birth of a well-born little child. Ah, Lord, and then thou wast spared life, and then thou wast given life. Wilt thou grant a low place at thy footstool? And may there be times when the parents may be given to sprinkle their little ones with the tears, with an impression of thy great goodness and mercy, but also a deep and an abiding impression a little child with a beginning, a bud that shall never cease to exist, a traveling to a never-ending eternity. They have souls that need to be saved. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Oh, do work from generation to generation. Remember the grandparents with their blessing and with their increased responsibility. We commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously watch over them? And remember also the barren ones. Lord, wilt thou remember all the troubled ones? Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, those that have brought children to the grave, also parents? Wilt thou remember the orphans and their deep and trying ways? Oh, may it please thee to be a father for them and to care for them. Remember all our elderly ones. Where the infirmities are increasing, the different circumstances, they are known unto thee. They have come close to the end of their life, Lord, above all. Wilt thou save their never-dying souls? Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care? And may it please thee to bless the means, sanctify the callings, surround them with thy care and with thy compassion. Remember the crosses, remember the burdens, remember the family circles. Oh, do grant that love may abound. And Lord, where it is not as it ought to be, a wealth of grand repentance, a bowing at thy throne of grace, and a bowing under the authority of thy holy word. We remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Wilt thou provide for our daily needs in the midst of the family circles? Oh, make us more dependent, and may our eyes be upon thee. And also in that way, many a times, may we be given to see thy providential hand, and that we may become small, and that it may be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth us and our children to repentance. Lord, dwell now richly amongst us. Thou knowest most perfectly every heart. Thou knowest how we are sitting and standing in thy house. Oh, may the prayers be multiplied. Come down with thy power, with thy spirit, and with thy blood in the hearts of the children of men. Wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance, the tiredness of the body, the wandering, the worldly thoughts, the selling and the buying, in a natural and in a spiritual way. Oh, teach us what it is to be saved by free and sovereign grace, without money and without price. Wilt thou remember all that could not gather with us? Wilt thou remember them when they hope to listen the long grand Sabbath day blessing? And, oh Lord, may it please thee to grant a few words to speak. May it please thee to fill our mouth with wisdom, with understanding, anoint with fresh oil from above. May truly our eyes be upon thee. Lord, so by renewal we have many things to ask. We cannot lay everything before thee. There are also the secret burdens, the secret crosses. The needs for the time are manifold, the needs for that never-ending eternity, for our never-dying soul. They are the greatest, impress upon all of our hearts. and that our time is but short, and there is but a step between us and death, and eternity shall never end, and there are only two ways and two destinations, O Lord. Remember us then with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Pardon us of all of our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 102, the five stanzas. In thy wrath and hot displeasure, chasten not thy servant, Lord. Let thy mercy without measure help and peace to me afford. The extra collection today is for the Bethesda Care Home. Psalter 102, the five stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then by renewal, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Jeremiah 8, verse 22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Our text words speak of the physician with the balm of Gilead. With three thoughts, in the first place, at deadly sick people. In the second place, a pointed out remedy. And in the third place, a lamentable inquiry. A beloved congregation, then we have heard the last time the solemn circumstances in which Jeremiah was living, and that he has declared, for the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. And then may we be given to ask ourselves, how do we listen when we hear of the condition of the children of Judah when the judgments of the Lord were approaching? Do we then place ourselves above that people of Judah that we think that we are much better, that we are not idol worshippers, and therefore we have not so much to fear? Or may we even come to the place that we may place ourselves beside that people? But if that is true congregation, is it then experienced by times and moments in our hearts what the prophet Jeremiah has declared? He is called a weeping prophet. He was given to weep for all the sins and the abominations of the children of Judah. Oh, he was hurt. He was black. He was given to admonish that people that they may be given to repent, and they have not repented. Therefore he was given to weep rivers of waters, run down my eyes because they keep not my law, the psalmist has declared. Or have we learned that we may come underneath that people? Oh, when we consider the children of Judah, when we consider our times, but also consider our life and our heart, that we have to confess, ach Lord, then I am much worse than the children of Judah. My sins are great and they are manifold. Then we have heard 2 weeks ago of the solemn times, and that people, were they ashamed when they had committed abominations? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, and neither would they blush. They had become bold in sin. There was no impression or little impression of the all-seeing eye of God, of his justice and of his goodness. And then in the verses 13 through 17, as a fruit upon those former verses, that they have refused to listen to the prophet, to the word of the living God, that they have refused to turn from their evil ways, that they were not even ashamed, that they have not blushed, that they have trusted that they were the people of God. Then the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord in his goodness and in his long suffering, he did not let the enemy come without receiving many warnings. Oh, the prophet has begged in the name of the Lord that the children of Judah, that they may turn from their evil ways, that they may be given to repent, that they may be given to bow, that they may yet be given to beg for mercy before the destruction would come. And then in this chapter, before there is spoken of the balm of Gilead, then in the verses 13 through 17, then there is spoken, I will surely consume them, as saith the Lord. There shall be outward adversities, no grapes on the vine, no figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fail. Then in verse 14, then that people, they would still receive a little impression of the approaching judgments, young and old. Do we still have an impression that the Lord is just, that he is not an idle onlooker of what takes place here upon the earth, what transpires in this nation, but also the sins of us and our children? For the children of Judah, they still had a little impression of the approaching judgments when the enemy was coming in the land, because these words have been spoken by the prophet in the time of King Jehoiakim, who was reigned from the year 6009 to 597 before the birth of Christ. The first captivity has already taken place. The other captivities would soon transpire. Thus it was a solemn time. The enemy has already entered the land. They were subject to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. Oh, it has made some impression. Why do we sit still? And then at the end of verse 14, they have tasted that it is a bitter thing to sin against the Lord. I read in Numbers 32, verse 23, be sure that your sin shall find you out. And then they have sought for a place of safety, and let us be silent there, for the Lord our God hath put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. Do you hear it, congregation? The children of Judah, with the approaching judgments, they have confessed, we have sinned against the Lord. But what was now missing with that confession? There are different ones that have said they have sinned against the Lord. Pharaoh, Achan, Saul, Judas. But what was missing in their life? That is a repentance. That is a turning from sin. Because do we not all confess, boys and girls, when you pray, do we not confess that we have sinned against the Lord, that our sins are great, that they are manifold, that they need to be pardoned in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? But may I now ask you, with that confession, is there now that sincere sorrow? Is there a hating and fleeing of sin? As I read in our Heidelberg Catechism, in Lord's Day number 33, when it speaks of the true conversion of man, when the Lord works by His Spirit, with that confession, we have sinned against the Lord, then there is that sorrow that we have sinned against such a just and a good-doing God, and then it cannot be different. Then there shall be a fleeing. Then there shall be a hating. Then there shall be an asking for the ways of the Lord. Then there shall be a need of repentance. But when there is only a confession that we have sinned against the Lord, and when there is no repentance, when there is no sorrow, so it was in the life of the children of Judah, and therefore the judgments would come. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among you, which will not be charmed, thus poisonous serpents. What does the prophet now mean, that they shall not be charmed? They tell us, children, that there are people with a poisonous snake by their actions, by their words, and by music, that such a serpent can be charmed, that such a serpent can be calmed, that it will not attack, and that it will not bite. But now the prophet Jeremiah has proclaimed unto a people that still had an orthodox confession upon their lips, but who have not repented, who have not sincerely sorrowed, who have not tasted of the exceeding sinfulness of sin, that when the Lord would send his judgments, then we can come before the Lord with promises, but then it shall be too late. Then the judgment shall be executed. And now in this chapter, then the prophet is still warning the children of Judah that they may repent before the great judgment of destruction would come. And now in the last verses, then we hear of the tenderness of the prophet Jeremiah. No, he did not stand above that people, the church of God learns. There are times that they learn to be the guilty one because they have sinned against better knowledge. They have sinned against so much mercy. But the prophet Jeremiah, he was touched with the condition of the children of Judah, with a vehement desire that they would turn unto the Lord, to be given to turn from their worldly ways, from their idol worship and the sins of that time, and then by renewal congregation, let us not place yourself above that people. May we be given to understand how far we have departed from the simplicity of life, so involved not to misunderstand. We are called to be diligent, to earn our daily bread. But what are we seeking? Are we only seeking for the things of the time? Does God's holy word, does it have authority in our lives? Does it have authority when we come up to God's house? And then the prophet Jeremiah, we could hear it. When I would comfort myself, did Jeremiah not know that the Lord shall take care of his church to the end of the earth, that the prophet has experienced? But when he would comfort himself, and when he has seen the condition of land and people, when I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. The harvest is past, the summer has ended, and we are not saved. And then the prophet is speaking of a harvest. And that is a sheaf still standing upon the field, the winter coming, and not gathered into the barn. And then the verse before our text, because congregation, for the balm of Gilead, the Lord makes room for his mercy. And then he has declared, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, the hurt of that people, Jeremiah. He was a part of that people when he was given to see that the children of Judah would not return, that they have trusted, we have heard it last time, that they have listened to those false prophets. They have trusted they were the people of the Lord. They had the truth. Thus the Lord would never allow the holy temple and the city of Jerusalem to be destroyed. But they were deceived. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Thus, boys and girls, you can see it on the prophet's honest countenance that he was so troubled, that he was still, that he was so bowed down, many times that he has wept, that he has begged the children of Judah to hearken to the word of God in all aspects. He was black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. And now we have said last time, congregation, the children of Israel, the children of Judah, they are a type of the living church. And now it is the work of the Spirit to teach his people what sinners they are. And then they shall experience something of the prophet Jeremiah in the first place because of their own sins. But when the Lord converts, then we also become exercised with the sins of our fellow man. Oh, in chapter 9, verse 1, oh, that my head were waters, that I would weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, when we learn that we are a sinner, when we learn that we are lost, when we learn that we are traveling to a never-ending eternity, then we are given to live an experience that also our fellow travelers are traveling to eternity. Then we are given to experience that we all need to be saved, that we all need to be converted, when we may experience personally what it shall be to appear before a holy and a righteous God. And then it also becomes true for our neighbor. And then we shall be given to experience something of what the prophet Jeremiah has experienced. And then this chapter, then the Spirit teaches us what sinners we are, how black we are in the Scriptures. Then sin many times is compared to sickness and disease. In Psalm 103, verse 3, we read, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases." And in Isaiah 1, verse 6, "From the sole of thy foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and petrifying sores that have not been closed up, neither mollified with ointment." And thus that is the condition of us and our children by nature because of sin. Oh, the serpent has bitten our father in paradise, and that poison has permeated all the members of our body. It runs through our blood veins. We are sinners. We are the chiefest of sinners. We are condemned sinners. We are sinners that are traveling to a never-ending eternity. Young and old, we are sinners that need to be saved. Oh, then, as we have said, the children of Judah, their condition, it is a picture of the church of God. And now concerning our sickness and concerning our wounds, that shall be experienced by the first time. But in the Scriptures, the children of Judah, they are a type of a backsliding church after receiving so much mercy, yet to wander so far away. We have heard it last time that the children of Judah, that they are compared to a daughter. Oh, a daughter on a sickbed. If then in our text words, boys and girls, you can picture it, a young daughter filled with a dangerous disease, a disease that shall end in death, with many wounds that have not been closed up. Oh, a daughter that is pale, a daughter that is failing, a daughter that must die under the sentence of death. What a solemn picture. And now may I ask you, young and old, has that now ever become true in our life? that by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, that we have become a sinner, that we have become the sinner before the Lord. Oh, and as a daughter, because when the Lord works, then he shows what a goodness. Oh, he has followed us from our youth. He has granted so many blessings. He has granted so many callings, this place and that place the Lord has called. But we have said perhaps, Lord, no time, or another time not interested. No, as the children of Judah, then we have refused to repent. But oh, when the Lord works, then we come black with astonishment. Then we are as that daughter that must die and that cannot die. But is there now no remedy? Oh, yes. Then the prophet Jeremiah, at the end of this chapter, then he is given to declare, for that dying daughter, is there then no balm in Gilead? And that is our second thought, appointed out remedy. And then we can understand, think our children can even understand it, when the prophet asks, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Then the prophet is actually saying that there is balm and that there is a physician for the daughter of Judah that is so sick and that is ready to perish. What does the prophet now mean? Is there no balm in Gilead? We read of that balm in Gilead in different places. They tell us that that balm in Gilead, that would come from a certain tree that would grow on the other side of the Jordan in Gilead, and then such a tree, they would put a cut in it, in the bark, and then out of that tree would ooze a gummy material that would turn a golden color, and that was very valued, they even tell us, more valuable than the price of silver, and then that Gilead was well known in biblical times in the eastern countries, that it was used for healing of wounds. We read of that balm in Jeremiah 46, verse 11. Go up into Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In Jeremiah 51, verse 8, there we also read of that balm. Already in the book of Genesis, then we read of balm, of those Ishmaelites that came by that would take Joseph to Egypt. And then we read that they were exporting this balm. And when the brothers of Joseph went out to Egypt the second time in Genesis 43, then that father said to his sons that he must take some gifts, and then they must also take a little balm. Thus the prophet Jeremiah, and then he is using the natural example, a well-known example in the eastern countries, for a people that was sick, and that, of course, by the blessing of the Lord, that it could be used for the healing of diseases. But now when we read in our text, is there no balm in Gilead? Then, of course, children, you can understand that for a people that is exercised with their sins, who have sinned against such a good doing and against such a righteous God, a people that walk so comfortless over the earth, a people that is so cast down, a people that has an impression that the justice of God requires perfect satisfaction, that the Lord must punish each of their sins, and their sins cannot be numbered, and their sins are great. Oh, a people that learns that their condition is even worse, more dangerous than the children of Judah, a people that have learned that they are traveling to a never-ending eternity. Oh, a people that have tried to heal themselves, but that are given to experience as that daughter of Judah. Ah, oh, many times that people do not dare to call themselves a daughter. Oh, if they may hear from the mouth of the Lord what Jesus has said to that woman, daughter, be of good cheer, then they would be so happy. They do not dare to call themselves a daughter. Nevertheless, they are given to experience that their wounds are incurable and that they need to be saved. Ah, then children, you can understand that natural balm that cannot heal their sin-stricken heart, that cannot heal those that have been bitten by the serpent, by the devil in paradise. And oh, then when there is written in our text, is there no balm in Gilead? Ah, then we think of a greater balm that can save to the uttermost, and that is the mediatorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we have said that natural balm in Gilead, that the tree that it had to be cut, and that balm would be given to ooze out. But when we think of the greater balm, boys and girls, what is now that balm of Gilead that can save a poor and a needy sinner to the uttermost? Because I read in Hebrews 7 verse 25 that he is able to save to the uttermost. Oh, are there a few souls in my midst that understand the condition of the daughter of Judah? Oh, with her incurable disease, a people that have experienced that they cannot heal themselves. Oh, then it may be declared, is there no balm in Gilead? Oh, then it may be declared, we have heard that balm that was traded between the countries. And now concerning that greater balm of Gilead, that is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Christ has declared unto his disciples in Matthew 28 verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, then the trees on Gilead had to be cut. But now for the greater balm of Gilead, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the willingness and the love of the Savior that he was given to give himself for a people that have never sought the Lord, a people that have sinned everything away. But then he was hung on the cross. Oh, people of God, behold, and then the Savior, how he has suffered. Oh, it was not only as that tree on the mountains of Gilead, but he was taken, he was pierced, he was crucified. He is hung on the cross of Calvary, and for him there was no balm of Gilead. He has cried, oh, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And why, young and old? Because he has taken the sins, the wounds, all the sins of his children upon him, judicially before his Father. He has appeared before the sins of his church, and therefore for the Son of God. Oh, that wrath was so great that in the Garden of Gethsemane he has crawled as a worm, he was no man, and then he has prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I wilt, but as thou wilt. Oh, that willing Savior, he was willing to bleed. There is a fountain of blood that has flowed forth from the Mount of Calvary. Do we not read
in Zechariah 13, verse 1, that there is a fountain open for the house of David, for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, against sin and uncleanness. Oh, I read in 1 John 1, verse 7, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Oh, then it may be declared in this text, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Oh, are there a few souls in my midst that are walking over the earth as the daughter of Jerusalem, so sick, ready to die, that have learned that they cannot save themselves? Then it is written in our text, is there no balm in Gilead? But then I hear a soul ask, but how do I now receive that balm? Because I learned that I am so poor, I am so wretched, I am so weak. Oh, I can bring forth nothing but unbelief. Oh, of course, those daughters have experienced the tokens of the Lord's loving kindness, but with those tokens they are not healed. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to uncover more and more, to make room for that precious balm of Gilead, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. But now for those souls, then it is the question, how do I now become partaker of that balm? Because I have no feet and I have no hands. I am so poor. Oh, I am ready to perish. But then the prophet also is given to declare, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Then by renewal it is implied that there is a physician, and the physician that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he sends forth the Spirit. Oh, the mediatorial work of Christ we read thereof in John 16, the verses 13 and 14. He shall glorify me, he shall receive of mine, and he shall shew it unto you. Oh, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to apply that precious balm, virtue, the finished mediatorial work of Jesus Christ. And to that end, when it is asked, is there no physician there? Then it is implied that there is a physician that can save to the uttermost. And this physician, oh, for a physician, what is necessary? Then it is necessary that such a physician, that he has knowledge of the wound. And now the heavenly physician, he does not act in a light way. In one of the prophecies we also read, that there were those that have plastered with untempered mortar, and that sew pillows under all armholes. No, so it is not with this physician. Oh, he waits till the case is desperate, till he is needed. And now this physician, on the one hand, oh, so loving, he deals so tenderly, but on the other hand, he deals so honestly, sometime for a physician, then sometime hard measures have to be used. And then sometime the physician has to first take a knife to cleanse that wound out. But now the physician in our text, a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, he heals in his way at his time, and he heals perfectly. Is there no physician there? Let us first sing of Psalter 396, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. The Lord is strong to help the weak, upholding those that fall, restoring those bowed down with grief, and doing good to all. 396, 1, 3, 4, and 5.
the physician with the balm of Gilead. A deadly sick people pointed out remedy. And in the third place, a lamentable inquiry. Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people uncovered? Those boys and girls, the question is, when there is such an able physician that can heal to the uttermost with that precious balm of Gilead that saves his people from all their sins, then the question is, boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, my unconverted fellow travelers, why are you still unconverted? What is now your answer? Under the proclamation of our deep fallen Adam, traveling to eternity, but also the gospel as it is in Jesus Christ, and that there are no impossible cases for this physician, that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins, of course the sin against the Holy Ghost excluded, then why are you not saved? What is now your answer? Whose fault is that? Do you ever think about it? Or do you not think so often about it, that you are unconverted and that this week you can die? And if we have not been cleansed by that precious balm, then we shall be sent to hell, where a gospel preacher shall never come and tell us that there is a balm for our pain. We even read in Luke 16, not even water to cool our tongue. But then it shall be eternally lost. And now the prophet Jeremiah asks the children of Judah, was such an able physician, was such a precious remedy, why is the health of the daughter of my people not recovered? What answer shall you give in this morning? What is now the reason? Do you know the reason, congregation, that we do not feel our sickness and our wounds? That we do not really believe that it is so bad with us? Of course, with our mouth, we shall confess it. We are reformed. But in our hearts, we do not really believe that we are so lost, that we are so sick, so incurable, that we are nothing but rebels of the dust, worse than the children of Judah. We do not believe that we are traveling to eternity. That is the reason. We still believe that we are not too bad. Many people much worse, it is true, when we do not go up to God's house on the Lord's day, then we do worse. But we are all lost children of Adam. Then perhaps that we still have a certain hope that somehow shall turn out well, but if we are not converted, it shall not turn out well. Shall be lost forever. Thus why is the health of the people of the daughter? Of course, by nature we are not a daughter, then we are a child of the devil. Nevertheless, the children of Judah, they were under that external administration of the covenant of grace. a special place received providentially, do we still have a false hope that somehow it shall turn out well? That's what is now necessary, boys and girls and young people. What is now necessary? For the work of the Holy Spirit to show us what great sinners that we are and that we need to be saved. May it please the Lord to show many. Oh, we all need the same thing. If today we could now meditate for a little while what it shall be for one soul amongst us to go lost sometime on a sick and deathbed, then we see much suffering, and then we see life ebbing away. But if we could now meditate in this day for a little while, what it would be for me eternally to go lost under the wrath of God and all our own fault. May the Lord add His blessing. But now this question is especially addressed to the daughters of Judah. For daughters that have experienced the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and that they need to be saved. There are such souls. But then may I ask you, why is the health of the daughter of my people not recovered? Of course, from the Lord's side, the Lord shall grant that discovery and those further leadings in His way at His time. The Lord is free. The one He leads quicker than another. But now let us examine in short that question a little closer. Are there a few souls amongst us? That is the question. That if you deceive not your poor soul, that you have learned something of that deep and incurable wound, and that you must die, and yet a languishing soul, perhaps in this week, that is said with the psalmist of Psalm 42, verse 5, O my soul, why art thou cast down and so disquieted within me? And that second part, there are times that they may also own that second part. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. But why is the health of the daughter of my people not recovered? Does that people then need further uncovering? Or are there souls that are still going to other doctors, hoping to be healed? Of course, that great physician can be so hidden for the true child of God. Of course, with their mind they know it, but they have to learn experientially in their heart. But are there still those languishing daughters that are still going to Dr. Moses, Dr. Repentance, Dr. Experience, Dr. Feeling, maybe the doctor of God's people that they may lay hands upon and still hope to be recovered? Then it is necessary for that further uncovering, because that physician, that great physician, he does not waste that bowl. But he comes to souls what the desperate need all can be for a child of God. How deep it must now go. They must be brought to an end of everything. The Spirit makes room for that precious physician. There can also be other reasons. Can be that a soul holds on to a certain idol, a certain bosom sin. Can be that those pale doctors, sometime you have it in the hospital, that the patient tries to tell the doctor what he must do. What a souls there are that try to stipulate before the Lord how it must all go. The great physician shall always work that such a soul is given to learn and experience that it is grace and grace alone, no merit from man, and to that end he shall receive all the honor and the glory. There can be souls, what an objections they have. The one time they are not unworthy enough, and another time they are too unworthy. Soul, do you think that we can ever become too unworthy and too humble? Nevertheless, the great physician, we read of him in Matthew 9, verse 12, I have not come to heal the whole, but those that are sick. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there, young and old? What shall it be to go lost under such a precious proclamation? Distill the precious day of grace. Use the means of grace faithfully. Seek the Lord while he may be found. May we be given to beg more and more, that the Lord may do a great work amongst us, among our boys and girls, our youth, the middle-aged and the elderly, that we may experience as the daughter of Jerusalem, so sick, dying, but that there is a balm and that there is a physician that can save to the uttermost. Apostle has written in Hebrews 2 verse 5, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee as the heavenly physician to work mightily by thy Spirit, that many, we all need it. Lord, we may ask for all to be given to experience that need, also to be given to experience that we cannot heal ourselves, but to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, who has been given to us church for wisdom, righteousness, a sanctification, and redemption. Lord, may we be given more to resemble the prophet Jeremiah, where he was so exercised with his people, but also for the glory of thy name, because, Lord, it is thy cause. It is thy church, thy people. Well, to watch over us in the Sabbath day, may we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Well, to grant meditations upon what we have heard, may there be spoken of in the family circles. Return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins in speaking and in listening, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, a Psalter 221, the stanzas 2 and 3. O haste, Lord, to hear us and pity our woes. Affliction our portion, despised by our foes. And what follows, Psalter 221, the stanzas 2 and 3. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.